From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. This month, President Nicolás Maduro ordered 2 weeks of military exercises in Venezuela. He wants to get his country ready for what he says is an imminent invasion by the United States. But Maduro's critics say the war drills, which end this week, are really meant to distract Venezuelans from their economic misery. Because of chronic food shortages, long hot lines outside grocery stores like this one are as common a sight in Caracas today as miniskirts on the metro.
Here in this supermarket you can find milk and butter, but then you have to go to another supermarket to find, I don't know, coffee, and to another supermarket to find oil or diapers or toilet paper, you know.
Bernardo Gomez is an engineer in Caracas who spends just about all his free time in these queues.
And those are basic things. I mean, it's not like you're asking for caviar or champagne.
Venezuela is the Western Hemisphere's most oil-rich country, but its champagne and caviar dreams have vanished. The socialist revolution that has ruled there since 1999, and which at one time did alleviate poverty, is wrecked. Thanks to collapsed oil prices and gross government mismanagement, the economy is set to shrink more than 7% this year, and inflation could jump to almost 80%.
The worst kind of economic environment that you could have.
Steve Hanke is an economist at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. He compiled this year's misery index of countries for the conservative Cato Institute in Washington, D.C. It ranks Venezuela as the world's most miserable place.
A collapsing standard of living, massive shortages, very high inflation. There's no way under normal conditions that people will put up with this kind of thing.
The Bloomberg News Service has also put Venezuela way at the bottom of its misery index. So did the online business news site Quartz. Maduro blames a U.S.-led economic conspiracy, though he's given little if any evidence. As his government becomes more repressive, the only option is to leave, if you can afford it.
One of the reasons to make us believe that we need to get out of Venezuela is we can't work over there anymore.
Emil Kieser says the spiraling shortage of medical supplies in Venezuela made it impossible for him and his wife to run their practices. Emil is an oral surgeon. His wife, Gabby Puigbo, is a dentist. Last fall, they emigrated from Caracas to Miami and opened a physical rehabilitation clinic.
We can find the anesthesia, the local anesthesia that we used, like lidocaine. I started telling Gabby that there's no more future in Venezuela.
For Gabby, the turning point came when she got mugged outside her office. She realized her practice was a target for thugs who wanted to sell what supplies she had on the black market.
El peligro de que si llega un paciente que uno no conoce.
It got to the point, she says, that she was afraid to open the door for any patient she didn't know. Three-quarters of the items that Venezuela's healthcare system needs are in scarce supply. Life-saving surgeries often can't be performed. Here in Doral, just west of Miami, the large Venezuelan expat community is starting to confront that emergency. A group called Humanitarian Aid for Venezuela packs up donated medical supplies, everything from bandages to EKG machines. An anonymous network of air cargo companies gets them through Venezuelan customs and into clinics and hospitals there that serve the poor. Marisol Diegues is Humanitarian Aid's director.
Un catéter y un traqueotomo para un bebé de.
One of the most recent requests her group received, she says, was for emergency tracheotomy instruments for infants. Still, in Caracas barrios like Petare, the most urgent need is food. The Venezuelan government, in fact, is installing fingerprint scanners now at both private and state-run stores as a sort of rationing system. Maria Roble scrapes by ironing clothes, but the more she stands in line for food, the fewer hours she can work, and so the less food she can afford amid Venezuela's inflation and black marketeering. It's robbery, she says. Maduro claims we're preparing for a war, but it feels like we're already in one. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. Andrew Rosati contributed to this report from Caracas. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.